Sarah was on the floor. I thought she was having a panic attack until I listened to the noises she was making. She was laughing. I looked at the face in the window. It was a balloon that had floated up from the carnival. I had never seen one that had a monster's face painted on it. Sammy said, "Hey, if the balloons can scare us that bad, maybe the rides can give us some good scares too." He loved being scared. To Sammy, being scared was a way to know that you were a living, breathing human being. That wasn't my favorite thing, but I had to admit that the carnival looked like a great time. Both Aunt Janet and Uncle Rex had to work. Going to the carnival would definitely be more exciting than hanging around the house all day with a housekeeper, even if the house did have a pool, a home theater, and an endless library of movies to watch. It only took us a half hour to shower, get dressed, and make it to the breakfast table. My aunt knew we wanted to get to the carnival quickly. She already had sweet rolls, juice, and cereal on the table. Brent and Sammy started to eat before Sarah and I even sat down. I had just poured cereal into my bowl when Aunt Janet walked into the room. "Aunt Janet, thanks for breakfast. We can't wait to get to the carnival." A big smile spread across her face. "Have a great time. If I wasn't scheduled to be in L.A. for a meeting, I would join you. It looks like a lot of fun. If you need anything, the housekeeper will be here all day." We gulped down our food and headed for the door. Aunt Janet caught me by the arm as I was walking out. "You might need some of this. Rex left it for you before going to the studio." She handed me some money. I couldn't believe that I almost forgot money. I gave Aunt Janet a hug and then ran to catch up with the others. I ran so fast that I didn't notice that the others had stopped, dead in their tracks. I slid to a halt in the gravel in front of the carnival gate. My three friends were staring up at it. "What's up?" I asked. Sammy pointed to the banner across the top of the gate. "Dr. Shivers Carnival of Terror," it read. Sammy looked at me. "Yes," he said.
"That's kind of creepy, huh?"
Brent's voice cracked as he spoke. Sammy started to walk toward the gate as he answered Brent. "This looks like a great place to spend the day. California is way cool. You'd never see anything like this back in our little town." "We've got some great stuff there, too," Sarah retorted.
"Like what?" Sammy laughed. "The last big thing that happened in Carverville was when the baptistry flooded at the church and Pastor Christensen had to wear wading boots when he gave the sermon."
Just a reminder of that day made us all laugh.
"So why are we just standing here?" Brent asked.
"Let's go check it out."
Everyone walked through the gate, except for me. I was a little uneasy about this place. After all, the carnival had appeared so quickly and mysteriously, and there was that scream that woke me up. But what really got to me was the banner on the gate. I called the other three back to me so we could talk.
"Maybe we better think this through. You know, it doesn't really look like they're ready for customers. I'm thinking that it might be better if..."